Welcome to the section on tips to help with anxiety. Now, I know many people might have just clicked straight to this section and you will absolutely not be alone. I'm going to talk you through some tips that I think will help with all different kinds of anxiety. You can apply these to health anxiety, social anxiety, any other kinds of anxiety that might arise for you. My first tip would be to understand what happens in your body when you're feeling anxious. When I was doing preparation for labour and birth, I found it so helpful really understanding what was happening at each different stage, because I think a lot of anxiety is provoked in the unknowing. So just make yourself aware of what is happening when you are feeling anxious in your body and in your mind. And a really helpful example of this is imagine a watering hole with animals around it. Imagine a giraffe kind of with its big long neck down there to take a big drink of water, and suddenly it hears a roar in the distance and everything in it tenses. It stops drinking, its eyes widen, its pupils dilate, heart is pumping blood faster, fully aware, fully hypersensitive to what's going on around him, ready to run, ready to fight. And then that roar goes off into the distance. And the giraffe, it just calms. Its body just relaxes. It carries on drinking. That moment has passed. The risk has passed. Now, that is what anxiety is created to do in our bodies. It's created to leap in at a moment where our safety is threatened. But these days, a lot of that anxiety for us isn't so much triggered in things that are happening in that moment, but things that are happening in our mind, things that we're thinking about, things that may possibly happen. And our bodies don't know what is real or what is imagined. So it simply can't take the risk of not responding. So as we think about these potential scenarios, our body assumes that it's happening there and then. So often we are taking our heart through unnecessary heartbreak. You know, when you're imagining some of these situations and you feel that sadness, you feel that loss, you feel that fear, because your body is responding. Now, your nervous system responds. It emits this flood of hormones to fuel you should you need to fight or run for your life so that you can be returned to safety as soon as possible. This is called your sympathetic nervous system. You also have a parasympathetic nervous system, which is the one we want more of. So if your sympathetic nervous system is your fight or flight, your parasympathetic nervous system is like your rest and digest. It's when your body is at ease. It's when you're just, you know, you're at that watering hole. You're not worrying about the roars in the distance. So that is what we want more of. So knowing about how your nervous system works is really important, because it can take some of the fear out of it. And you can just acknowledge that actually your body is just doing what it's designed to do. But amazingly, there are some specific techniques that I'm going to share with you that can help support your body returning to that calm state. Now, one technique, which is my absolute favourite technique, it's really underestimated and it is always accessible for you at any moment that you need it. It's breathing exercises. Very simply, using the breath to calm your nervous system, to tell your body that it is safe. So the important thing is that you inhale deeply all the way down into your tummy. You might want to do this through your nose. All the way down so that you can feel your stomach expanded, and then that you exhale steadily for a slightly longer time. Now, you can play around with different exercises that you might find online. You might want to even use the labor breath that you were taught if you did any hypnobirthing classes. But it's very simply that deep in breath and that extended steady exhale. Now, when you're doing this, think about just loosening your jaw, because so often when we're stressed and tense, our jaw is tight, our shoulders are up, you know, and our tongue is often on the roof of our mouth. So just reminding yourself to kind of just relax some of those tense elements of your body. So I would encourage you to try a simple box breath. Breathe in for four, hold for four, exhale for four, and then hold for four. That's a really nice one to try. Another one that you might want to play around with is a very simple in for four and out for six. And note how you feel when you start that breathing exercise. Encourage yourself to do maybe 10 rounds. So an inhale and an exhale times 10. And then just acknowledge how you feel physically after. This is a great one to practice when you're falling asleep, because again, it just tells your body that it's safe, and we need to feel safe to relax into sleep. So practice that, get familiar with one that works specifically well for you. Steer away from ones that might make you feel a bit lightheaded. If you feel lightheaded, start by breathing in and out through your nose just to steady that breath a little bit. Another brilliant practice for anxiety is gratitude, because anxiety is often our mind's preoccupation on things that are or could or might go wrong, things that are bad, sad, and hard. And gratitude just shifts our focus onto the things that are happening in your life that are good, that are going well. And it just brings a little balance. Sometimes I feel like introducing gratitude into an anxious moment is like turning on the light in a dark thought. It just brings a little bit of fresh perspective when the focus is on the fear. My next tip for you would be to find a mantra to repeat to yourself when you're feeling anxious. I like mantras because they're really easy to remember, and they can often just ground me when I feel like my mind is at sea. Some that have really helped me are, "This wave will pass." Anxiety, it can feel like a wave. It peaks, but then it does subside, like a labor contraction. It cannot just keep going up on an upward trajectory forever. So this wave will pass, that acknowledgement that this is happening and it will pass and calm will be restored. Another one that I love is a reminder that my thoughts are not facts, because it sure can feel like some of the anxieties that I have are definitely going to happen. So this simple prompting reminder that your thoughts are thoughts, they are not facts, might be a really helpful one for you. Common things are common things is another one I love to hold on to. When my mind, now this is really helpful for me with health anxieties, when perhaps I've heard about a specific illness and my mind is preoccupied with the fact that that will probably certainly happen to me, one of my children. And it's just that simple reminder that the common things, the coughs, the colds, they are the common things. They are the most likely scenarios. So it just shifts my attention back to the fact that things probably are okay. My final mantra, and I'm sure you can find many others, and I encourage you to look for them, look for the ones that resonate with you, is, "I am safe, I am well." Now, this doesn't always apply, but when it does, it's a really helpful grounding tool to remind yourself that in this present moment, regardless of where your mind has just run, regardless of what is happening in that potentially non-existent future, in this moment, you are safe, you are well. A brilliant tip is to imagine the statistically likeliest best case scenario. Now, often with anxiety, it's very much the opposite. That's what we're focusing on, is the worst case scenario in that situation, is the fearful scenario. So how I might do this is, for example, say I was worried about driving with my baby to see my parents, and my mind, I was fearful about a car crash. Now, that's where my mind would want to fixate. That's what I'm wanting to avoid. But actually, the statistically most likely scenario is that we arrive safely, I have a cup of tea, and the baby naps. So just reminding yourself of the statistically most likely, most boring normal scenario can be really helpful. My next tip is around grounding exercises, because anxiety is often our mind rushing ahead into the future, and grounding exercises very simply draw our attention back from over there to where we are. Now, there are many different ways of doing this, so I encourage you to try different ones, different tools, different approaches, and to see which one works best for you in any one moment. So grounding exercises, what are some of those that you might do? Sometimes I simply just put my feet on the ground to feel the solidness of the floor beneath them. It might be that you touch, you feel the different fabrics around you underneath your fingertips. Perhaps you've got a drink that you can sip, maybe something icy, something that will bring your senses back into your body. Perhaps you want to focus on the noises around you, what you can taste, what you can smell, what you can see. It might even be as simple as listing some of those things to yourself, just to bring your awareness back to where you are now. Counting back from 100 in threes is another really effective one because I find it really hard to count back from 100 in threes whilst also imagining different scenarios and ruminating over certain thoughts. So just simply start counting back from 100 in threes to halt that thought process. Finally, it might be helpful to change your immediate setting, to move. Perhaps you want to step outside to feel the breeze, to go for a walk. Maybe there's someone that you want to speak to, someone kind and supportive whose voice, it just gives you comfort or it gives you that sense of security back. Just think about what is it that you need and how might you be able to go about that for yourself when you're feeling anxious. I want to touch on panic attacks because sometimes the anxiety can really take hold. It can feel like that runaway train that is just hurtling down the track and it's hard to stop. Anxiety and panic attacks are not going to harm you. They feel awful. They can feel really scary because they're so physical. But if you can try in that moment to remind yourself that this is not going to harm me. So if you find that panic attack taking hold, remember that you can use those breathing exercises, use those mantras to help your body sooner return to that rest and digest state. And if there is someone nearby you, a friend or a family member that can guide you and support you in doing so, then that's brilliant. And the best way to arm yourself against panic attacks in the future is to start to recognize what the signs are for you, what the triggers are for you. What does it feel like when that runaway train is at the top of the track before it starts descending? Because the earlier on that you can implement some of these lovely grounding techniques or breathing techniques, the more control you will have over it. And I really want to encourage you to be kind to yourself. If you've had a panic attack, it can be so easy to beat ourselves up when actually what you need is compassion, care, and support. So try and offer that to yourself. You will find a pep talk in this pack to listen to in one of those anxious moments that can guide you through some of those techniques whilst you're feeling panicky. But to finish off, I want to encourage you to try these techniques that when you don't need them. Try them when you're driving in the car, try them as you're in bed, try them when you're relaxing on the sofa so that they become familiar and instinctive. So when that anxiety whirlwind whips up, you've got this tool that feels familiar and you know how to use it and it's readily available for you.